February 21st. It is G5 Day, so says LG. We'll talk about that and more coming up.
In a time where content creation thrives. In a place where games are played. The people that play such games reach out to you. With things such as game time or speed build. There can only be one name that solidifies in your mind. Spectrum Swapper.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Today's a special day. I'll tell you why today's a special day. Brian, would you like to hear
John
why today's...
John is being replaced by Jordan.
Yeah, that's a proper introduction. Everyone, we have Jordan with us. Jordan, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Brian.
Good. Okay, good. How are you?
Good. How are
Brian.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Brian, how are you?
How are you? Brian.
Brian.
You're just saying your name.
Are you a Pokemon?
How are you?
Brian.
I choose you, Brian.
For those of you who are relatively new, Jordan's been around for a while, and he's a great guest on the show, and he's recently moved far away. How is it, by the way, on your
in
own?
In India.
That's in India.
Bad. I like India very much. I'm not quite fluent with the language yet, though.
No.
It's just a bunch of noises to me.
Yeah.
Indian
noises.
I have to adjust.
The trains and the...
It's West Virginia is not bad. I like it here.
Would you like to give a special release of your address?
Yes.
So they can visit you.
Saving the trouble of finding it.
Yes. Just here it is. Here you go.
We'll put it in chat.
Yes.
I guess we could talk about some news. There's not really anything crazy today. Just
that is the idea.
Yeah, just a few little stories here and there. Not even a crazy headline. So
let's mix it up today. John, you go first.
Yeah, that's mixing it up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Brian, go fuck yourself. Story numero uno, if we have the order correct. Justin.tv is coming back to life via Snapchat. A Snapchat channel. So Justin, what the fuck is his name? Justin Khan? Khan?
Yes,
Justin
Khan.
Khan.
Like a Star Trek villain.
If you guys, let me take you way back, right?
To like 4 years ago.
To a few years ago, Brian. In fact, there has to be is there an exact year here?
Yeah, you just keep
2007.
Talking. 2007. Okay, there you go. I was just trying to find it for you.
We got Justin.tv in 2007, and this website really kind of introduced the world to streaming online just in a consumer-friendly way, right? You just go to this website, you hook up your webcam, you hook up a mic, and you don't even have to do that because the webcams have mics on them and just fucking stream to the internet.
Yep.
It started out by this guy named Justin Khan literally strapping, a webcam to his head and like live streaming his life. And that
Life streaming.
And that gave people an opportunity to use the platform to basically do the same thing, to live stream or live stream and... For you kids out there, you might have heard of a little service called Twitch. Twitch was actually a branch of Justin TV. It's a little extension, the gaming extension. Obviously, Twitch survived. In 2014, they shut Justin.tv down. It just wasn't reasonable for them to keep covering the costs for it, especially when Twitch was gaining so much popularity. And, of course, you know that Amazon acquired Twitch, and the rest is internet history.
For $1
billion. $1
billion!
He's coming back via Snapchat, I guess. Cool. He's going to live stream via Snapchat. He says that as a platform, I think Snapchat is on the tipping point of going mainstream, as if it's not now.
Yeah, I think you may be a little behind.
Yeah,
but
Snapchat's pretty popular, especially like with me. Other than you two, we're actually in the college scene for a while, and Snapchat is massive on college.
Yeah,
campuses.
I'm sure.
Like, we're not cool enough to use it.
No.
You know what's funny? I used to think, I didn't know it was Justin TV. I thought it was just in, like, just space in TV.
Dude, when
like,
I was,
this is just in.
When I was younger, you know? I thought the same thing.
I didn't know there was an actual dude named Justin.
Yeah.
Like, until, like, this,
until we reported it in 2014 is probably when.
It probably. We actually did. I don't remember because I don't care.
No, we did report it.
I remember you were born.
Yeah.
See, Jordan remembers.
So, Microsoft is now aggressively pushing Windows 10 upgrades like they weren't before.
Yeah.
What's new here? Because
yes, exactly.
Fuck.
So let me try to explain this, I guess. So you might know that basically Microsoft, whether you care to do so or not on your own, would just install the installation, well, rather download the installation files for Windows 10 onto your PC, whether you said go ahead or not, just in case you maybe today want to install Windows 10. You got the files there. Here you go. Good job.
Could you imagine if, like, the company, like, let's say you have a Ford car.
And,
like they're like, congratulations, we are now coming, like, giving everyone new models. Everyone's like, what? So you have, like, this old, like, Ford Ranger in, like, your driveway, and every day some dude's coming by and replacing a part slowly with, like, a new one.
Yeah.
And, like, it eventually just becomes a brand new car in your driveway, and you're like, but I... he took the things out of my glove box. Oh, okay.
there we go. Here's what's happening now. I guess they're going to take it a step further. It's been aggressive. Like, every day, like, hey, Windows 10's here. You want to upgrade? No?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll ask you again tomorrow.
It's been
pretty aggressive, and a lot of people have issues with this, but now they're taking it a step further and integrating it within your next Windows update. So if you have Windows 7, if you're running Windows 8.1, it could
it
could literally, unless you opt out, just start automatically within a Windows update. You could literally go make dinner, come back, and everything's different.
New operating system.
Which we actually did mention this a little bit on FPT Extra. Not the greatest idea, especially for people who aren't knowledgeable to one, know which updates to turn off, and two, like, even know what Windows 10 is, and then they come back and their entire computer is literally on a different system.
My assumption here is if they don't know how to opt out, they probably won't be ready for the change, period. It's going to be the people that don't know what's even coming, and they're like, they're running Windows 7, and they've been fine with it. It's just this, it's this 58-year-old man. he's working hard. He's about to retire as a school teacher. He's done with technology. He hates technology, right? And then he comes home, and fucking Windows 10's there, and all of his beloved solitaire games are gone.
Shoots himself in the face.
I mean, you know, what I just thought of, what this just made me think of was, you know those commercials about, I think it was like one of those, I don't know, random... car insurance or life insurance is like some old lady. She's like, I hate Facebook. Here's my Facebook wall. And it's a bunch of pictures on a wall. And she, the other ladies are like, no, that's not how this works.
Oh, I think I do remember
that. That's not
how
any of this works. And I agree. I don't like it. But one day I was like, I need to restart my computer. And the only option is update and restart or update and shut down.
It's like, and guess I'm unplugging it.
I swear to God, one day it literally just reinstalled Windows because it took me through that whole like, updating drivers, reinitializing the circle install, not just like the doing updates. It took
that's happened to me. I didn't ask any questions.
45 minutes. I was like, what if I really needed to do something?
What if I was trying to defuse a bomb, Microsoft? You don't know.
Too bad, you know, not the average person has more than one machine to use.
Right.
Jordan, take us away from this place. Speaking of Microsoft.
Oh, man. Speaking of Microsoft, let's continue talking about them with their... acquired SwiftKey, the originally Android app-based only keyboard, which I use. I love SwiftKey. It's been around for a long time. The article really doesn't say how long SwiftKey's been around, but I know I've been using it since prior to my Galaxy S3. I know it's been around since that, at least. I like it. It's my preferred keyboard. As soon as I got my S6, I was like, SwiftKey.
I've never really gotten like hooked on to any keyboards except the Google keyboard and like the default.
Well, even the Google keyboard has integrated this sort of technology where you can...
The swiping,
I don't use it for the swipe. I don't really like the swipe. I use it because it's a superior keyboard.
Well, that's a good point because, Microsoft has been working on a similar keyboard called WordFlow, and it's obviously on Windows Phone, but they keep developing it because they want to bring it to Android and iOS, which I guess according to this they are still going to do. They're still going to do that. The thing here was acquiring SwiftKey not only gave them like the app and stuff, but it also gave they wanted the artificial intelligence. I guess, as Jordan said, it's a superior keyboard. Yeah, but also
it's really good at predicting.
Yeah, which I guess is good for Microsoft, and they also got obviously the team involved with SwiftKey. So I think it was around $200 million the acquisition. I saw in a previous article. Don't quote me. I think it was more than $200 million.
John Prosser said it was $200 million.
It might have been like $202 million or something. I don't know. But either millions of dollars, monies, lots of money.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for Microsoft, I guess, as long as they don't fuck it up for the rest of us.
I think they're just saying like, hey, we're going to continue to use your workflow, when really they're just going to end up abandoning that because they're like, well, we can't do better than the product that we just bought.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about like the whole predictive typing thing? Obviously, John, the audience doesn't really know, but our texts to each other are just,
oh my god,
they're just dumb. Like they're
not real
purposely
words.
Misspelled words. Yeah. Just a mishmash of letters. Well, here's my phone has started auto correcting John to Jern. Yeah, and same for Matt Philly. It now knows that Matt Fury is a name and a real word.
Well, my phone does that for Jordan. When I say Jordan, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I love. Oh, the future is great.
Yes, that's how you know we made it.
Correct.
So Google Play, we've been talking about this for a while. Google Play was going to be introducing podcasts. There is a podcast section where it kind of like shows you some of the brands that will be launching with it. Well, according to Bill Simmons, tweeted later this month we will be getting Google Play Podcasts. Now, this is cool. We are going to launch with that. The FPT Podcast and Front Page Tech will both launch with Google Play Podcasts.
Woohoo!
We've known about it for a while. We've known that we were going to launch with them for a while. We've announced it, but there was never an official date, even for us on the back end. Like, no one came to us, which you think they would be like, oh, by the way, here's the date. None of that happened. We were not informed at all, even though we are a partner that is launching with Google Play.
Like, this guy's just like, here you go.
Right. I can log into the back end where like our podcasts are to, you know, change a feed if I had to. So I have that control, but apparently I'm not important enough to be like, hey man, this one, your podcast can be able to be heard on Google
Sweet,
Play.
Thanks.
So, I mean, cool. We need an official something. Podcast something from Google for Android users. My favorite app for Android is called Pocket Casts. It's $5 on the Play Store, but totally worth it. I love that application.
Hey, John.
Maybe this will make me stop using it. What, Brian?
Did you pay for it?
I didn't initially.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to. Usually, if I see an app that's paid, especially if it's right around the $5 range, I'll get the APK first. And then if I do like it, because I do want the updates for it and stuff, like Pocket Cast is a really good app, and it's like I use it every day, so I might as well.
You know, it's a really good app that I use every day. It's YouTube.
Okay, good and segue. YouTube 10 FPT Red. Points for that, Brian.
YouTube Red is finally becoming a thing. They're going to be finally like debuting original content February 10th. So in a few days, you're going to have three feature length movies and PewDiePie's weird horror comedy show. So look forward to that. If you guys have not been following it, he's just going to be in real life situations being scared by, I don't know.
I think things. It's cool.
It is cool.
He plays horror games, and why not make it a real life reality thing?
Real life reality thing.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. You're Jordan. Jordan, are you at all interested in original programming from YouTube on YouTube Red?
Not the like current lineup, really.
So you what is this even worth a free trial to you?
I already have YouTube Red.
Okay, so
was your main question? I do have it to one support the creators that I normally wouldn't have because
and Laser Team.
I was cheap, and ads. I really don't care about Laser Team.
Fair enough.
Speaking of that, I'm. Fuck it. I have Laser Team. it's a movie from Rooster Teeth, their first feature-length movie. If you guys are interested, it is like, it's good. It's kind of exactly what I expected from Rooster Teeth as like their first feature film. The best way to describe it would be like a Disney Channel original movie. Like, it's not great, but
if you're a fan of the people, you'll like the movie, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an extension into movie form. So.
And hey, when it's available, you can get your YouTube Red free trial if you haven't already and view it and experience YouTube Red. And it seems like all this is launching and becoming a reality right around. I mean, Google Play is launching the podcast section and then YouTube Red and stuff. And then, you know, you can get Google, what is it, Google Play Music or YouTube Music Key or something with YouTube Red. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Google Play Music.
That's it.
So, then, worth it. Maybe get a free trial if you haven't already. I don't know.
Personally, I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to PewDiePie's horror show just because he's a funny person, and I think, as weird of an idea as it is, I'll watch it.
Yeah, you know?
I won't pay monthly for the service, but I'll enjoy my free trial while it lasts.
I'll give it a shot. I like the service though. I like YouTube Red.
I don't care about ads. I don't care about like actually seeing them.
I care about ads when I'm like I'm watching long form content while I'm working out, and it's like.
It's done.
And I'm over. Like, it's ruined it.
Well, hey, Jordan.
Yes?
I tell you what, the 21st of February is an important day.
Yes?
So says LG. Why is that?
My birthday is 3 days from there.
Also, LG was like, hey, we're gonna do a phone thing then, right?
Yeah. Hopefully, maybe I'll get a free one. Don't
care. The wink.
LG, I felt the though. Wink. You felt it? Good.
Yes.
Everyone good. Send that wink to LG. We need a GIF. And this, this is how we're going to get Jordan the phone. The wink.
I'm on the internet now. Fuck. So, LG, what did they confirm? They confirmed they will reveal the G5 smartphone on February 21st.
Yay.
I'm fairly excited because, honestly, I like the G4. And I also like the V10.
It's weird.
They're strange phones. I know John hasn't been the biggest supporter of the LG phones. It's an opinion-based thing.
I'll tell you why, Jordan.
Go ahead,
not because
John.
It's terrible, but because giving away 5 LG G3s about ruined my life for a couple months.
I know. I remember those days. Those were dark times.
Yeah.
You know, in all honesty, I find it strange that I feel like they just came out with the V10 like recently.
Well, they did, but I mean, this is not their G line. That was a separate
How Samsung does two different releases a year as well.
It's just strange because the V10 came out of nowhere, essentially.
Yes. And oh, my God. Fuck that whole thing. I remember when we reported on it, I sat down to watch the... because they live streamed the presentation keynote thing. Mm-hmm. It took them 15 minutes and CNET produced it, and it looked like garbage. And it was 15 minutes of... You know, the perfect example... You know how, like, when there's a presentation or something?
Yeah.
If there's a video or a promotional something or other being shown to the audience, it's usually shown natively in the stream or in the video. This was not the case. They literally just took a camera and zoomed into, like, the projection of whatever it was. It was terrible. But the V10, pretty cool phone.
Cool phone,
I feel like that release was more CNET's problem than it was LG's.
Oh, yeah, it was totally CNET. CNET was garbage.
LG's fault for going for the lowest bidder on who would produce the show. Yeah, but, you know.
I probably could have taken the C920 and made it look better.
True. Although, really funny, like, obviously, I believe that whomever, or in general, LG as a company is foreign, not from, you know, U.S. or English, first
not
language
from English,
countries.
Not from English.
Well, the tweet really messed me up. There's a tweet from LG Mobile pretty much, you know, confirming that it's going to be shown 21st at Barcelona. The tweet says, "Time for some play. With new friend comes new fun." Excitement begins at Barcelona on February 21st.
Apparently, it's going to be nothing like their previous phones with
that's interesting.
The G3, G4, what we're used to with that.
If they ditch expandable storage and removable batteries, people will riot and burn LG down.
Well, that's where it's looking going. Like the next Galaxy phone will fix that issue. So
they better, because people are so not happy.
Which will also be around this time as well.
I'm actually fairly interested in the G5 because the G4 seemed like a great phone. I just didn't like the style of it.
I agree. I like the G4 a lot, but it was just a little odd. It wasn't, standard.
I'd like to have an Android phone to just play with, so I think, I don't know, we'll see. That might be a thingy that I get.
You'd
for
really
myself.
Would buy a $600 smartphone just to fucking play with it?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Don't judge me.
It's an idea that Brian has. It's not saying, there's no saying that he's going to execute it.
You're entertaining it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll I'm entertaining this comes. Insane offer. Or maybe I'll just hold on to my iPhone and then also get an LG for my next phone.
Okay.
Brian, you work at Best Buy.
Yeah, I only have a year contract, so I can totally get that
Brian,
shit.
Do you know what LG stands for? You have 5 seconds.
Life's good.
LG was formerly Lucky Gold Star.
But now, Jordan, it means life's good.
Yeah.
Or life's adequate.
Shut up, Joe.
It's okay. So I think that's the show. Is that the show?
That's the show.
Man, we fucking nailed it today, man.
Boom.
Woo.
Guys, iTunes is nuts. Thank you for it's being nuts. That. If you found us through iTunes and you're listening, thanks for listening and welcoming us into your ear holes every day or every other day of the week. You can find us on frontpagetech.net and help support the show that way and get FPT Extra, which we recently brought back, which is literally an extra episode of this every Tuesday and Thursday if you're interested. Frontpagetech.net. Jordan, where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me at Jordan0. Zero spelled out. Z-E-R-O.
The word. And Burn?
Burn? They can find Burn at Burn. B-Shoop. With 4 O's.
And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at John_Pross. You can follow all of us right there at Front Page Tech on Twitter. Check out our network, GFQ Network, gfqnetwork.com. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are available, youtube.com/frontpagetech. And we will see you guys on the Friday. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Later.